The Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows and make people come in that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who are invited will taste my dinner.'" This is the gospel of our God. The readings today seem to be all about choice, about invitation and response. How many times have you been invited to an event, a place, a gathering, only to eventually turn it down? Maybe for good reason. Maybe because something better came along. I'm not proud to say that I've done that in my life. Mostly, I think, because I didn't have my priorities straight at decision time. Almost always because I thought the choice I was making was better than the invitation extended, at least for me. The summer I graduated from high school, I had the opportunity to go to the Czech Republic with most of my family, including both of my grandmothers. We have relatives there. Because I was pretty darn sure I knew better than my parents what was good for me, I turned down that invitation, opting instead to stay home to work and be with friends, to play softball. I grew to regret that decision for a variety of reasons, mostly because both of my grandmothers and my mom and dad have since passed away, and I will never get that chance again. Exactly what was I waiting for? Response to invitation is simply making a choice. The choice between one option or another. The choice between a yes or a no. In this parable, someone who was probably rich and powerful hosted a big dinner party and invited a lot of people from the town. Initially, it seemed that this invitation was accepted. But a bit later, one by one, everyone began to excuse themselves for one reason or another. "I just bought land and I have to go take care of it. I just married and I have to go home to my spouse. I bought a team of oxen and need to make sure I'm getting what I paid for." They made their choices and they made their excuses. Just what were they waiting for? Sometimes I think we can be tempted to read or listen to Scripture as though we are looking at a snow globe, you know, the glass ball containing water and some kind of village scene. Sometimes it's tempting to read or hear Scripture from the outside looking in, simply peering in to see the mess the Pharisees, the scribes, even Jesus' disciples are making of things, shaking our heads rather than asking what lessons and message Jesus is offering to us today. Both the beauty and the agony of Scripture and of Jesus' message lies in its timelessness, because it applies as much to us today as it did to those living 2,000 years ago. What is Jesus inviting us to? Maybe Paul, in his letter to the Romans, can help us out. Paul says we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. We are being invited to use them. If you can teach, teach. But remember, most teaching is probably not done in a classroom, rather in the way we lead and live our lives. If you can preach, preach. But remember, most preaching is not done in a pulpit, but in the way we lead and live our lives. If you can exhort or encourage. But remember, everyone has the ability to be an encourager, and everyone needs encouragement from time to time. If you can contribute, contribute. But remember, we're really not talking money here. We all have something to contribute, and our contributions should be to and for the common good. If you exercise authority over others, then do so as a leader. But be a servant leader, not an authoritarian one. If you are called to act mercifully, then show mercy with cheerfulness, not begrudgingly. This is a hard one, but remember, God has freely and abundantly lavished us with mercy, and we are called to do the same for each other. We are being invited to hate what is evil. But remember, hating evil does not dispel it. Only when we stand up and speak out against evil and stand with the oppressed will evil be dispelled. But remember, rooting out evil must start within ourselves, within our own hearts, with our own conversion. Accept the invitation to humility. We are being invited to let love be sincere, mean it when we say it, to hold on to what is good, find meaning, and let go of that which is meaningless. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Make the first move. Don't wait for someone else to repair a grudge, to forgive a wrong, to extend respect. Make the first move. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. No reminder is needed that this is a hard, hard, hard invitation. But remember, cursing another diminishes the curser more than the accursed. Practice active nonviolence and loving kindness. And when we falter, and we will, God has an open invitation for us to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and try again, and again, and again. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Find joy in the happiness of others, and we will find that happiness rubbing off and becoming our own. Weep with those who weep. Show compassion. Our joys and our sorrows are common ground, fertile soil for connection. Nurture the softness in our hearts, and we will discover our oneness with each other. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be a stuffed shirt. Associate with the lowly. But remember that lowly is a condition, a label of our own making, not God's. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer. This is the Holy Trinity of inner knowing that God is with us through it all. Love one another. It won't always be easy, but it will always be worth it. This is what we're being invited to. What will be our response? Just what are we waiting for?